Friday again in these parts, and on Fridays we generally get around to asking one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the watching, reading, listening, eating and sniffing pleasures they've been pursuing. And this time, singer and cultural producer Macdara Yates shares with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is Macdara Yates. I'm a traditional singer, composer, cultural producer. I wear many hats, but traditional singer first and foremost.
That's like some freaky...
A TV series I'm enjoying at the moment is Atlanta.
Hey, yo, you heard that new Paperboy mixtape?
By Donald Glover.
That's my cousin.
You gonna wanna get in there before he gets signed, man.
So, zoo tight.
You want in on Paperboy?
What? Wonderful, 2 series long, I think. Just these 30-minute sort of episodic journeys through what it's like to live as a black man in Atlanta and the various social challenges that occurs.
If we do this right, your kids can live good. My kids can live good.
What I love most about it is it almost never rises to drama. There's almost a Joycean quality to it. It's this wandering sort of lost man on this Homeric journey just through the suburbs and slums of Atlanta.
What?
A book I'm particularly enjoying at the moment, I've gone back to On the Road, and I think there might just be something about the pandemic and just the want to be on the road and be traveling and playing music and meeting new people. I just have that in my headphones. It's read by the actor Matt Dillon, and that's been getting me through lockdown in a big way.
I was at a singing session last night on Zoom, of course, and 3 different people sang songs written by Ewan McCall. And I was thinking about how much of an impact he made on an international level, really, to the music. Very, very hard to overestimate his influence.
A recent podcast I've been listening to is Fire Drawn Near by Ian Lynch of Lancome, and he basically shares with the world a bunch of gems he's found in traditional music archives over the years.
Here's one of my favourite recordings of him, singing with his daughter Kitty, and the song is called Queen Eleanor's Confession.
I listen every month intently. It's the first thing I listen to the day it comes out.
A queen fell sick and very, very sick. She was sick and lighted deep.
Some music that's recently gotten under my skin is the traditional singer from the Shannos tradition in the Musqueam Gaeltacht called Patty Haig Feg.
Oh, dear, I must wink it. I guess that a gale le go
He was a farmer, a Republican soldier, and an incredible singer who had this totally avant-garde and bizarre approach to so many standard traditional songs. He's mostly unheard, but I got his CD in the post the other day from Padre Arrieta. And it's been on repeat ever since. A food or a drinking experience I've recently enjoyed was Gloss Restaurant in Dublin. It's a sort of vegetarian cafe, almost a Michelin star sort of dining experience, though the price doesn't reflect that. Just brilliant vegetarian food. You'd never even miss the meat in it, and was lucky enough to be able to go there within social distancing measures last week.
Love my breath.
I love it. What is that?
A scent or perfume I've enjoyed last week is the smell of grass being cut in the summertime on Griffith Avenue in Dublin. I'm from the North Inner City. There wasn't a lot of grass in my childhood, but I used to just make these pilgrimages a mile or two away from the house just to smell the grass as it was cut up there. Being locked in a 2 kilometre or 5 kilometre radius, that's been, it's been a joy.
The likes of Macdara Yates there, and you can catch him and the rest of the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre online trad singing session tomorrow evening on the Centre's YouTube channel. And you can hear them in action this evening in the Culturefile Weekly, which is coming up a little later on at 7 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.